I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
You're as cold as ice. When I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, because I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell, there he go again.
Again in the cold, cold night.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, winter in Valley Forge. America celebrates the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence this year on July 4th. But that date is only one of several key moments in the formation of the country. Another came 18 months later, as the revolutionary cause was teetering by the winter of 1778.
It must be winter in my heart. There's nothing warm in there at all.
From 2012, the Avett Brothers.
I miss the summer and the spring. The floating yellow leaves of fall.
By the fall of 1777, the British had beaten the Patriots at the Battle of Brandywine and then seized control of the capital in Philadelphia. After another loss in Germantown, Continental Army Commander George Washington led his troops 18 miles northwest to recoup for the winter in Valley Forge. A group of 12,000 exhausted and ill-supplied soldiers, with another 400 women and children in tow, set about building a makeshift encampment to survive the harsh conditions.
So cold up north. The birds can't hardly fly.
From 1964, Muddy Waters.
I'm going back south and let this winter pass on by.
Through January, troops built 2,000 log cabin huts in long parallel lines in what could be considered America's fourth largest development at the time. Many went without proper shoes and clothing, and with limited rations, they were pushed to the limits of malnutrition by February.
When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says here 25 cents? Go ahead and get something to eat. No bother.
One of George Washington's diary entries from the winter admired the patience and fidelity of the troops, but worried soon of a mutiny that could lead to catastrophe.
I ain't ever done nothing from nobody in no time.
Until I get something from somebody, sometime I don't intend to do nothing for nobody, no time.
Burt Williams singing his song in 1905, covered by Johnny Cash nearly 100 years later for his American recording series. While there was never a battle at Valley Forge, death was frequent. As influenza and typhoid spread, 2,000 people perished during the encampment. Conditions improved as Washington rallied the Continental Congress, which had fled to York, to increase supplies and provide better logistical support. Through the winter, women played a key role too. Although Washington had originally opposed them following their partners into battle, he came to see how vital they could be as nurses and contributors to the day-to-day success of keeping the operation running.
Our love was like a burning ember. It warmed us as the cold and glow. We had sunshine in December and grew our roses in the snow.
Emmy Lou Harris from 1980. As the season thawed, morale improved. A former Prussian officer was brought in to train the troops and teach them to fight as a unified army. And crucially, a military alliance with France was secured, which changed the entire calculus of the war. from 1973, Neil Young. The added might of the French Navy spooked the British into abandoning control of Philadelphia, and the Continental Army marched out of the encampment and retook the city without bloodshed. The British surrendered 3 years later, and the Americans' ability to withstand the winter in Valley Forge is considered a major turning point. Washington's troops went from a ragtag militia on the run to a professional army capable of winning independence against the odds.
Here comes the general.
Rise up.
Here comes the general.
Rise up.
From 2015, a track from Act One of the musical Hamilton.
War and his right-hand man.
I'm Kevin McCory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.